Listening Library presents Dragons in the Waters by Madeline L'Engle. Read for you by Michael Crouch. Chapter 1. The Forklift. The MS Orion was tied up at Savannah, Georgia. Simon Rainier, hands in the pockets of his old-fashioned gray shorts, looked at the small white ship with mounting excitement. He would be spending the next week on the Orion en route to Venezuela. And already, standing on the pier in Savannah, he was farther away from home than he had ever been in his 13 years. It was chill this February day, with a thin rain and a biting wind. In a more sheltered part of the dock stood his cousin, Forsyth Fair, with whom he would be traveling, and his great-aunt Leonis Fair, with whom he lived, and who had come with them on the train from Charleston to see them off. Simon looked at the two of them standing under the shelter of the shed and their umbrellas, and thought that if he were traveling with Aunt Leonis instead of Cousin Forsyth, he would be perfectly happy. Aunt Leonis was comfort and all-rightness in a precarious world. Cousin Forsyth he had known for barely a month, and while the distinguished-looking middle-aged man was courteous and pleasant, he was not outgoing, and to Simon he was still a stranger. He looked damp and uncomfortable with the rain dripping off his large black umbrella, and the collar to his dark raincoat turned up. Even the corners of his wax mustache seemed to droop. The old woman, on the other hand, stood straight as an arrow, unperturbed by the downpour. "Can't you come too?" Simon had begged her. "I'm too tired, child," the old woman had said. "At 90, I've earned the right to my rocking chair and my books. Besides, I have to stay home and take care of Boz." The old dog in pointer years was almost as old as Aunt Leonis. His proud skeleton show.